All right, I'm Dan Tellerico with Webkite, and I'm with
Josh Alexander.
And you gave a talk at Webkite Chicago. Sorry, WordCamp Chicago. I got Webkite on my mind about plugins, right?
Correct.
So, why don't you give us a recap of that talk?
Basically, we went over which plugins, how to research plugins, developers behind them, see if they're being supported or not. Find out, what the reviews are like. Are people actually repairing them if they're supposed to be? Since it was a basic talk for the beginners, basically on that. A lot of people were asking the question that they always ask, what plugins do you always use and what were your favorite plugins? And
which are?
I always argue that point in saying that there should never be any favorites. It should always be based on what you're actually doing on the project, because if they don't need it, they don't need it. Even SEO plugins. I mean, if you're doing pay-per-click advertising, you really don't need the SEO plugin in your website. So there's certain things that shouldn't be in there all the time. People tend to overload things, I think.
So, what happens when you overload a site with plugin? Does it, slow it down horrendously?
Slows it down, could cause some security risks. Anytime you're updating lots of things, anything's prone to break. So the more things in there, the more prone the things break. Keep it light on the code, it'll get a lot faster. It loads a lot faster, and everything, your client will actually see it a lot faster. If not, they're liable to leave your site and go somewhere else.
Yeah, right. So what are some of the best practices when finding a plugin? Is it looking at ratings, reviews, how often they're updated?
It's kind of a catch-22. You're going to have to look at a lot of factors. The fact that it's being maintained is one of the things I look at. The other thing, because I'm one of the development geeks, I'm usually trying to sit there and look at how many actual MySQL database calls it's making and things like that, because if it's making those calls, that's going to slow things down. How many lines of code does it have? Plugins can have anywhere from several thousand lines of code to 9 lines. So I've seen code literally with 9 lines of code, and that's it.
That's pretty wild. Yeah. All right. Any closing thoughts on plugins?
Not really. I mean, just pick them carefully.
Pick them carefully. You heard it here first. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.